So tonight's shiur is dedicated Le'ilui Nishmoso Shelo Isha Cheshuva Moras Chava Basra Boruch, and the yahrzeit is a day after tomorrow, Lamed Shvat, the mother of our dear friend Alan Bauer, who was a Mishtatef Kavua, a steady participant in this shiur, and truly a dear friend. Your mother should be a Melitzes Yosha for the entire family. Shetanuach b'sholom ha'mishkava, and you should only know Nachas and Simcha, and the Torah we learn tonight, v'simcha, should be le'ilui nishmoso. This week's parsha begins, v'yidaber Hashem al Moshe le'emor, daber el b'nei Yisrael, v'yikhu li'trumo me'eis kol ish asher yidveno libo. And this is a new stage in Chumash Shemois. Chumash Shemois is defined by the Ramban Sefer HaGolus VaHaGeulo, and it is basically split into three sections. Shemois VeEru Boi Bishalach deal directly with the Golus Mitzrayim and primarily Geulus Mitzrayim and Shiras Hayam. Then we have two parshiyos that are dedicated to Mamed Har Sinai Kabbalas HaTorah and Mishpatei HaTorah, and that is Yisroi Mishpatim. And from Parshas Tumah till the end of the Chumash, we deal with the base of Migdosh, the Klei HaMigdosh. And why are all these three sections included in Chumash Shemois and defined by the Ramban as Sefer HaGolos VaGeulo? So the Ramban explains. In our tradition, in our Torah, Geula is not only a function of freedom and sovereignty. And the Geula did not reach its climax and its true meaning when Bnei Yisrael left Eretz Mitzrayim and they were free people and no longer under the yoke of Paroi. Ad asher el malas avoisom yeshuvum. Geula is only defined when we will once again achieve the heights of our Oves Hakdoshim, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And therefore the culmination of the Geula was only when they erected the Mishkan and there was Zoyche to Hashroes Hashchina. And that is why the entire Sefer, not only the first four chapters, the first four Prokim, first four Parshiyos, the entire Sefer is defined as Sefer HaGolos VaGeulo. And in this week's Parsha, Parsha Sumah, that is phase number three, or stage number three. Past 2 weeks was Yisroi Mishpatim. Yisroi Mishpatim deals with Kabbalas HaTorah, and now we embark on our journey to Hashroes Hashchina. Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe le'emor, daber el b'nei Yisrael v'yikhli truma asher mekol ish asher yidveno libo. And then in Posek Ches, v'yosi li migdosh v'shulchanti b'soicho. And in both these psukim, Rashi writes, v'yikhu li trumo li lishmi. And once again, v'yosi li migdosh, v'osi li migdosh, v'oso lishmi. Base Kiddusha. And today we will discuss the concept of Lishma. So in many different sugyas we find the din of Lishma. So let me just briefly count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So on my list we have 7 different areas, 7 different sugyas in which we find the concept of Lishma. But these 7 do not include both Psukim and our Parsha. Because the 7 different concepts and mitzvahs in which we find the concept of Lishma that are on my list are mitzvahs ledaitis, that are noyeg v'kol dor v'dor. The 2 mitzvahs we just mentioned in the beginning of our parsha are no longer relevant bizman hazeh. So number 1 is Tumas HaMishkon. When Bnei Yisrael donated out of the depth of their hearts Tumas HaMishkon, it must be Lishma. And also building the Mishkan. Va'osi le'mishkan li lishmi, writes Rashi. The Levush, was one of the greatest poskim, and we're familiar with Levush and Dalet Chelke Shorchanoch, but the Levush also has a Sefer HaTorah named Levush Ho'oiro. And in the beginning of this parsha, he interprets Rashi when Rashi writes, V'yikhu li lishmi, it is not V'yitnu lishmi, but rather Vayikhu Lishmi. And the Levush writes, just by the mitzvah of Tumas HaMaisis, there are 2 stages. Hafroshes Tumas HaMaisis, and then you need to transfer and give. Truma LaKoyen, Maser LaLevi, Maser Oni. To the poor, to the needy, to the desperate. And so the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah Samaises has two different parts, two different stages. Half Rosh Hashanah Samaises, and then the actual Nesina. So the same regarding Tumas HaMishkan. And it is not only transferring money to the Beis HaMikdash that demands Kavanah Nishma, even the Etzem HaFrosha requires Kavanah Nishma. Which is a big chiddush, because L'chayre, it is not Doima Klal, it's not similar at all to Afrosh Shem Samaises. Because Afrosh Shem Samaises, the very first stage, which is the Afrosha, is a Chalois. When a person is Mafrosh Shem Samaises, he is matter the Yisrael of Tevel. Before the Hafrosha, the entire quantity of the Peres is also Bachilet. It's Tevel. Two things happen when a person is Mafrish to Mesamaisis. The part that he is Mafrish is Kodesh Bekadushas Tumah, Bekadushas Maisa. And the rest of the Peres, which is halachically defined as Shirayim, become permissible for consumption. First, it was all Tevel. Now part of it is Tumah. Part of it is what we define chulin mitukonim. So the afrosha is a chalois. It changes the status of the peiris. But afrosha is tumas hamishkan. It's just a technicality. It's just taking money out of your pocket and designating it for tumas hamishkan. It's not even hekdesh. The afrosha is not even hekdesh. It is just taking money out of wherever it is and bringing it to the Gizbar. V'yafal pikein, Gzeres HaKosel, according to Rashi, v'yikcho litrum eli lishmi, and the Ravush explains, it's not only the Nesina that needs to be lishma, also the Lakicha. This does not apply to any other form of tzedakah, or Maisek Sofim. This applies only to Tumas HaMishkan, and therefore it is a mitzvah, she'eina noheges bisman hazeh. And the same regarding mitzvah number two, which is v'yosi le'migdash v'shulchanti b'soichem, binyan beis hamikdash that also needs to be lishma. So this is just a brief overview of the two mitzvahs in the weekly parsha, which we find the concept of lishma, and I would like to further discuss and elaborate and analyze the very halacha of lishma. So we find the gedar lishma in two different areas, b'cheftza ubemaisa. In most sugyas in Shas, it is in the Cheftza, 5 out of the 7. So in various different mitzvahs, we find that the Cheftza the mitzvah is not valid. The Cheftza the mitzvah is not kusher lekiyuma mitzvah, only if it was made lishma. Tzitzis. Kshiras HaTzitzis, Tviyas HaTzitzis needs to be lishma. And if tzitzis weren't tied l'kanfi aksus l'shei mitzvah tzitzis, those tzitzis are not kosher tzitzis. And you can be the Makayim the mitzvah. And when you're going to say a brocha shekadoshonu v'mitzvah tzitzur asata v'tzitzis, it's a brocha l'vatola. But you cannot be Makayim the mitzvah unless v'yosu li lishmi. So tzitzis need to be done lishma. Afiyas Matzahs Mitzvah. And if you ever participated in Afiyas Matzahs, it needs to be Mishuma L'Shem Matzahs Mitzvah. Minchas Osher Chumash Shemois, Parshas Boy. And once again, Minchas Osher, Mesechet Psochim. I would not recall which siman. I wrote a lengthy discussion. Is Matzah the same as Tzitzis? By Tzitzis, the Asiya needs to be Lishma. By matzah, the shimur needs to be lishma. Ushemata mesa matzahis, and it is from this pasuk that we learn shimur shmiras matzah mechibutz tzadich liot l'shem matzahs mitzvah. Would that make a difference? By matzah, we do not find that you need to produce the matzahs, to bake the matzahs, to prepare the matzahs lishma. Shimur tzadich liot lishma. So you probably heard about the huge controversy that was 160 years ago in the Torah world about machine matzahs. And this is a question which, we are very well aware of. So Hasidim would never eat machine matzahs. Many others enjoy machine matzahs. And this was a big machlokes going back 160 years when the first machines were produced and developed. And the Shoyer Meishev, who was considered the greatest poisig of that generation, together with Reb Shloimeh Kluger, gave a hechsher. So did the Ksav Sofer, the great son of the Chasam Sofer. So did the Oruch Lener. I mention these three names because they were the three greatest gedolim that were four that supported Mishin Manzas. The Oruch Lener, the Ksav Sofer, and the Shoyer Meishev. Reb Shloimeh Kluger came out shooting and charging and very vocal against Mishimatis. And he wrote a kuntas. B'shem Moidoa Lebeis Yisroel, coming out against Mishimatis. And many Gedoilim, primarily the Chassidish Gedoilim. The Divrei Chaim from Tzanz, the Chiddush Orim, the Gerer Rebbe, Rav Avrom Alechechanover, came out against Mishimatis. And they supported Rav Shlomeh Kluger's opinion. And he wrote a sefer, Moidoa Lebeis Yisroel. And the Shoyer Meishev, Rav Yosef Shonatan Zan, wrote a kuntas v'shem bitul meidua. These are concepts. Bitul meidua is a concept in get, you know, when you make them, or in kinyonim. And that was a big, big controversy in which most of the Gedoy Lador stood one against another in two different opinions. And the most painful facet or aspect of this controversy on a personal level was it caused a huge rift between two Gedolim that were brothers-in-law, and they wrote many Svarim together, Reb Yosef Shonatanzon and Reb Mordechai Zev Ettinger. And they wrote the Mogen Geboirim, one of the greatest Svarim of Shulchan Aruch HaRachaim, quoted by the Mishnah Brura constantly. And that was the last Sefer that they wrote together before the controversy of Mashiach Matzis, in which they parted. And Reb Mordechai Zev was against Mashiach Matzis, and Reb Yosef Shol was for Mashiach Matzis. Why do I mention all this? Because one of the basic questions was, when you do something with machines, could it still be defined as lishma? So the Divrei Malkiel, who was the second generation of this controversy, because the controversy was not resolved by the Shoyer Meishev and Shloimeh Kluger, by the Divrei Chaim and the Ksav Sofer, a generation later, it was the Avnei Nezer against the Masham. The Masham was for, Avnei Nezer was against. And the Avnei Nezer writes, oh, very harsh language against the Masham. I don't mind to quote the language because the Masham was so great. He's not becoming, his cover is not diminished by the Avnei Nezer's coming out against him. So the Avnei Nezer was a big chassid of Chiddush Arim. They were the Polish Rebbes. And he writes on the Masham, Ma yane zvuv katzutz knafayim neged haneshar asher bashamayim. Nice rhyme. A nice rhyme. So obviously he was a talented poet. I say that with humor, because Avnei Nezer was a giant in Torah. But that is his language against the Marsham. I don't think the Marsham was deterred. They both were great Gedolim. So the Divrei Malkiel is the only one that differentiates between Tzitzis Machayne and Matzis Machayne. Because when they produced machines and factories to produce matzis, they did the same with Tzitzis. Man, after all, takes advantage of artificial energy, bearing in mind that he is not one of the greatest physical powers in the world. So, we devised machines to bake matzahs, we also devised machines to do tzitzis, and the Divrei Malkiel writes, even if we do accept machine matzahs, we should reject machine tzitzis. Because by tzitzis, there's a need for asiyah lishmo. So the question is, when machines or electricity does something, is that defined as asiyah sa'odam? But by matzahs, there's no need of asiyah lishmo, but rather Shimon Lishma. So the Divrei Malkiel argues, even when you use a machine to produce matzahs, but the shimur would still be a valid shimur, Masha Enkein, by tzitzis. But that was only the Divrei Malkiel. And those Gedolim that were against machine matzahs, in their opinion, neither would it be defined as shimur Lishma, just like it cannot be defined as a Asiyah Lishma. So this is just a, you know, a comment, a side comment in today's shiur. But let's try to define.
First is the highest, and it needs more shema.
Yes.
You don't need to see the shema.
It is only the first kezayis that we really need shema l'shema. because, you know, the other days in Pesach, there is really no need for Shimon HaShema. In reality, all the matzahs we produce are all Mishum HaShem, matzahs mitzvah, because we want to prevent confusion. You know, a person will take these matzahs, that matzah, so all the matzahs that have a hechsher are all Shimon HaShema. According to the Gra, there's a mitzvah of matzah called Shivo. It's not a chayiv, it's not a chiyuv, but it's a mitzvah. So to be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah called Shivo, according to the Gra, you also need Shimon HaShem, matzahs mitzvah. So in reality, all the matzahs that are produced that have a proper hechsher are Mishum HaShem, matzahs mitzvah. Even though the basic requirement of Shimon HaShem, matzahs mitzvah is only necessary first kazayis, according to the Maral. Whatever you eat b'leil aleph shel chag ha-matzos is a mitzvah of achilas matzah. And the Maral argues a kazayis is a minimal shiur. But whatever you eat b'leil aleph shel chag ha-matzos, you're mekayim the mitzvah b'erev toich l'matzos. So according to the Maral, the right thing to do would be all the matzah you eat b'leil ha-seder should be mishum HaShem matzahs mitzvah. But in reality, all the matzahs that have a hechsher are mishum HaShem matzahs mitzvah. So let's get back to the basics. Tzitzis needs a seal lishmo. Matzah means shimu lishmo. A get is not kosher unless the get is nichtav lishmo. And that is a big sugi in Gittin Daf Chofei. Because of la, la lishmo. Sefer Torah Tefillin v'mezuzis aren't kosher unless they were written and the klaf was prepared and developed L'shei mitzvah sefer Torah tefillin v'mezuzah. And the last on our list, not halacha l'maisa. But amachlok is b'shamay m'senon sukkah daftes. According to b'shamay, sukkah yishona psulo. And a sukkah is only kosher if it was built and covered l'shei mitzvah sukkah. Halacha ki b'selal, that by sukkah there is no requirement of l'shma. But according to b'shamay, sukkah needs to be built l'shma. So, five different halachas. Tzitzis, matzah, get, stam, which is sefer Torah tefillin v'mezuzos, and sukkah. Let us just note and realize, in all these five halachas, it is not performing a mitzvah lishma, it's just preparing the chefetz lishma. Because writing a get is not a mitzvah. Tying tzitzis on your beggar is not a mitzvah. Baking matzah is not a mitzvah. The mitzvah is only at a later stage. When you're going to put on the tefillin, when you're going to be kaveh the mezuzah bepesach habayis. When you're going to give the get, when you're going to eat the matzah, when you'll sit in the sukkah, and when you'll wear the tzitzis. So the stage in which lishma is required is not kiyum mitzvah. It is an earlier stage, when you're preparing the cheftza to render it relevant and fitting for kiyum mitzvah. But in two different areas, we find lishma, not in the chefzer, but in the maisa, in the actual performance of a mitzvah. And that is in avoides amigdash and avoides akorbonis. Shchita kabola hiloch azrika must be lishma. Lishem chatos, lishem shlomim, lishem pesach, ulishem toido. So by a kovas a korban, there's a requirement of lishma. And that is kiyum ha-mitzvah. Because kiyum ha-mitzvah shel ha-karbonis is shchita kabola hiloch hazrik, and that is avodat adam. And these avodis must be lishma. Where else? Once again, a machloikis. Mila. Mitzvah's mila. In avodat zorat avchav zayin, there's a machloikis of me'ev Rav Yosi. Do we need mila? Lishma. La'alocha mila eino tzricho lishma. So just like sukkah is a machlokes b'shamay and b'silol, mila is a machlokes b'me'ev. Rabbi Yosi, in both these halachas, the halacha is ein tzorech l'shma. Aval yesh mi shoymer
tzorech l'shma.
Goes without saying that if you're not machavan the mila's geiris, it's not a chiddush of the tzam soif. It's a simple halacha, but that is l'shem geiris, not l'shem Mrs. Mila. So, Mila, once again, it's not in the Chavtza. It is in the actual Kiyam HaMitzvah. But let me just note, there is something unique about Mila and Korban, different than most of the other mitzvahs, I say. So yes, Mila the mitzvah, kiyum ha-mitzvah needs to be lishma. But mila, the mitzvah is not only about the chituch and the priya, about the actual act of mila. After all, a Jew carries in his flesh ois bris kodesh for his entire life. And some gedolim, primarily the Beis Halevi, argue that the essence of mitzvah mila is not the actual act, not the chituch and the priya, but as the pasuk says, v'hoisu brisi bevesarchem lebris olam. So by mila, once again, one could argue that the etzem ma'aseh mila is in the chefetz. It's about the chefetz. It's about ois bris kodesh. But on the other hand, it is mitzvah mila. So in Mincha Sosho, in Parshas Lech Lecho, I argued shelo kedivrei Rabbi Salevi. I think the mahus of the mitzvah might be ois bris kodesh, but the ma'aseh mitzvah is the chituch and the priya. Same with korban. So the korban, the ikir is the kaporas of korban, that the korban is oilel ratzoin. It is not only the performance of the ma'aseh shechita kabbalah halachas vika. So one could argue, even by korban and mila, it's somewhat of a combination between the ma'aseh and the chefze. But mila and korban do stand apart, because by the other five halachas, the stage of lishma is an earlier stage. It's bechlal not b'shas kiyum ha-mitzvah. It's when you prepare the tzitzis and prepare the get and prepare the matzah and prepare the klaf. Masha enkein bekorban v'bemila. By these two halachas, we find that the din of lishma is be'etzem ha-maisa. How do we define lishma? Yichud. Tzarich liyached et advarim l'kiyum mitzvatan. That is the definition of lishma regarding the first five. I think even regarding the second two, mila and korban. Eile dvarim shetzichim liyot miyuchadim, v'lishma ze gedesh shel yichud. We find zvochem davez umidbeis stoma lishma. And when you're makrev a korban, and the koyen by shchita kabbalah halacha zrika was just blank. He had nothing in mind. It's a korban chatas. He didn't have any negative kavona. It's not a chatas l'shem oilop, or sharp chatas l'shem shlomim, but neither did he have in mind chatas l'shem chatas. He had nothing in mind. Blank. Stoma l'shma. And it's a kusher korban. So the Gemara asks, why by get, if the sofer that wrote the get did not have in mind L'shem ha'ish, L'shem ha'ish or L'shem gerish, and it's a posel get. So why by korban we say stom al-shma, and by get we don't say stom al-shma? And the Gemara says, stam korban la'krov oimid, stam ish olav la'gerish in oimedes. The Briskerov has an interpretation. The Briskerov says, by korbonos, there is no din of l'shma. The essence of the din is not shetzorech lechaven lishma. Machsheves shelo lishma is a machsheves psul, like machsheves apigul, chutz lezmano v'chutz lemekoyimo. Machsheves shelo lishma is a machsheva poselet. But there is no need for a positive machsheva. The negative machsheva renders the korban unfitting. So, machsheves shelo lishma, machsheves psul. But there is actually no din in a positive machshava lishma. Masha enkein baget and by all the other halachos of lishma. Mincha Sosho, Parshas Boy, and once again, Masechet Psochim. I wrote a great arichas. And Lanius Daiti, Ketalmed Adan Lefnei Rabbi Sevekark, I don't think the Briskerov is right. I think, in essence, korban is just like all the other six halachas of lishma. Yes, a korban needs to be lishma. However, just like Chazal presented, korban is stoma lishma, get is stoma shelo lishma. How do we define stoma lishma by korbanos? Two different approaches. So in the continuation of today's shiur, we will briefly address another controversy between the Noi de Biyuda and all the Hasidim of his time. So the Noi de Biyuda was one of the big misnagdim, as we very well know. And in first Chelek Noi de Biyuda, Madura Kami Yordesim in Sada Gimel, he has a big attack on the minig of Hasidim to say L'Shem Yichud before we perform mitzvahs. That is minig Hasidim. Shem Yichud Kudish Obericho. And the Noi de Biyuda is very much against that. So the Noi de Biyuda writes in his tshuva, Koyra ani aleihem, Yeshoram darki Hashem, Tzadikim yelchobam, V'chassidim yekashlubam. So that is paraphrasing a posik. The posik writes, Poshim yekashlubam. And the Noi de Biyuda writes, Koyra ani aleihem, Yeshoram darak Hashem, tzadikim yachobam v'chassidim yikashlobam. And I heard from my great Rebbe, the Kloyzer Magid Rebbe, that some generations later, an einikel of the Noi de Biyuda wanted to reprint the Noi de Biyuda, and he came before the Divrei Chaim, the Tzanza, and he told him, maybe time has come to put back the posik into its original context and its original formula. And to write Chassid Tzadikim Yerchebom V'Poshim Yekoshlobom. And the Divrei Chaim threw him out, and the Divrei Chaim said, your Zayde turned Poshim into Chassidim, and you want to turn Chassidim into Poshim? He said, no, just leave the text as your great Zayde wrote it. Leave it as the Noi de Biyuda wrote. That's a very nice story. So, Stame Lishma. So, one of the great Hasidic masters, the Be'eim Mayim Chaim, was one of the great Hasidic leaders, and he wrote three magnificent Svarim. Not on Halacha, but on Hasidus. Be'eim Mayim Chaim on Torah, Shara Tfilo on Tfilo, and Sedurish of Shabbos on Kedushas of Shabbos. Those are the three masterpieces of the Be'eim Mayim Chaim. And at the beginning or the end of the Sefer Shara Tfilo, he has a lengthy tshuva against the Noi de Biyuda. And he explains, why are Karbonos Stam Lishma? Because the Korban Chatos is Miyuchad Lechatos Mishas HaKdosha at an earlier stage. And therefore, Bishas Tashchita and Kabbalah, Aloch HaZika, Bishas Tavoidus, it is already designated to be a Chatos or a Shlomim or an Oila or a Toida or whatever it is. Because when the person is Magdish a Behema, Bishas HaKdosha, he needs to be Magdish a Behema to whatever Korban he intends to bring. So this animal is already designated to be a chatas or an oilo or a shlomim or a toida or whatever it is from an earlier stage, and therefore stama lishma. It is similar to what we find in other sources in Shas Kolo Oisa al Das Rishoyna Hu Oisa. Not only Hu al Das Rishoyna Oisa, when the Kohen shechts the korban or he does the other avoidus, it is al Das Abalim. But I think that is not what it's really about. Stama Lishma depends on the way people relate to things. And when you shecht an animal in the Azora, Litzvayin HaMizbeach, everybody knows what that is. Because you cannot bring Chulin LaAzora. That's a grave Aveira. And therefore any animal that is in Beis HaMikdash is Stoma Lishma. Everybody knows when you shecht an animal at the stage of the Shechita, it is designated to be a korban. Why do I say this? Because we do find Stoma Lishma also not only by korban. Not only by korban that is Miuchad Mishas HaKadosha. Toisus Gittin Daf Chav Gimel writes, even according to the Mandoma Mila Tzorach Lishma, we stay Stoma Lishma. And even if he forgot to have in mind Lishma, still is a Kusha Lamila. So the reasoning by Mila, there's no Hagdosha Mugdemet, it is because there is no other reason to perform Mila, especially not with a Talas and a Sandik, and Mila and Pri and Metzitza. There's no other reasoning, no other motive, no other rationale but L'shem Mitzvah. And that is why Stoma Lishma. The Rosh, Hilchas Sefer Torah Simen Gimel writes, Ksiva Sefer Torah is also Stoma Lishma. Rashi, Sukkah Daf Tes writes, even if Sukkah Tzorach Lishma, when you build a Sukkah, Erev Sukkahs, it's Stoma Lishma. So from these three sources we see that Stoma Lishma is not because this behemoth is already designated Mishas HaKadosh HaRishmo. That would not apply to Mila, Ksiva Sefer Torah, or Sukkah. It is only because it is in the eye of the beholder, and because that is the way people would relate to things, that is why it's Tumah Lishma. Which brings us to a very fundamental question. Mitzvah Sichas Kavanah. So in Lashon HaChof Ches we find a machlokes, Mitzvah Sichas Kavanah, Mitzvah Sein Sichas Kavanah. What is it about? Hatakei L'Shiyah. There are two examples in the Gemara. In Lashon HaChof Ches, Hatakei L'Shiyah. Person blows a shofar in Rosh Hashanah, but he is actually a musician, and he plays the trumpet, or the saxophone, or the trombone, or any other what is it called? A wind instrument. Wind instruments. And he likes to practice on a shofar, so he is the tokea b'shofar Rosh Hashanah, but he has no intention to perform the mitzvah, tokea l'shiyah. According to the Mando Mitzis, Ein Sichas Kavona, he was Yotze. Mitzis Sichas Kavona, Lo Yotze, Yedei Chayvosoi. Another example. Person isn't observant, and he had no intention of eating matzah. They forced him to eat matzah, Balela Seder. They hit him, they tortured him, and he ate matzah. Was he Yotze, or wasn't he Yotze? Depends whether Mitzis Sichas Kavona or Ein Sichas Kavona. Mesechet Broches, Daf Yud Gimel. And by chance, he read the Pasha of Kriya Shema. Was he Yotze Mitzvah Kriya Shema or not? He had no intention to be Yotze Kriya Shema. These are examples of the Machlokes Mitzvah Sichas Kavona. Do we say Stoma L'Shema by Mitzvahs? Would we say Stoma L'Shema by Mitzvahs Sichas Kavona? There are a few interesting sources which imply yes. That by Mitzvah Kavanah we also say Stoma L'Shma. The earliest source is Shaboli Aleket. Shaboli Aleket is a fascinating sefer. Very interesting things. Shaboli Aleket El Rasvilas in Yud Zayin, he brings in the name of his brother. I think it's Reb Chaim, quotes his brother, and he says, why isn't Kavanah Ma'akev by Tefillah? Because Tefillah is Keneged Karbonos Tikkun. And just like Bakarbonos we say Stoma L'Shma, same would apply to Tefillah. And that is why Kavona is not Ma'akev. Only Brocha Rishoyne, Bercha Savois. Why wouldn't Kavona be Ma'akev? Because Tfilis are connected Karbonis. That's what we learn in Brocha Schov of Amidbeis. And Kemoi B'Karbonis Tom Rishma. The same would apply to Tfilis. Interesting. That is Shaboli Aleket. The Turei Even, Shagas Aryeh, as we know, Rosh Hashanah Chof Ches. And the same soul we find in Keren Oiro. Keren Oiro was one of the great disciples of Reb Chaim Evalozhin. And he has a Sefer on Zvochim. In the Psichon Masechet Zvochim, Keren Oiro says the same soul. These two Gedolim argue that Mitzvah Sichas Kavona is only when a person performs a mitzvah, but he could perform the very same mitzvah earlier, later, throughout the day with another chefza. For instance, matzah. Kefu v'yochol matzah. He has time from tzeisek echovim till chatzais. According to the Bekiva, from tzeisek echovim till alois eshachar. He doesn't need to eat matzah l'shem mitzvah matzah all night. All he needs is one kazais. And therefore, if he's not mechaven, lo yotzi dechavosoi. But by Achilles Korban Pesach, you need to eat every kezayis l'shem mitzvahs korban Pesach. You're not yoitza with one kezayis. You need to consume, the chabura needs to consume the entire carbon l'shem mitzvahs achilles Pesach. And therefore we would say stoma l'shma, because there is no such a thing as eating korban Pesach without performing the mitzvah of achilles korban Pesach. By matzah, it's enough to eat one kezayis l'shem mitzvah. All the rest is a reshus. It's not a mitzvah. And that is why kavanah is required. But in those mitzvahs in which you must do this l'shem mitzvah, we say stoma l'shma. So the Turei Even deals with achilas Pesach. Keren Oiro says the very same for al mila. So when you perform mila, you don't have a second chance. It's either now or never. You only have one shot, one chance, and therefore we would say, Stom HaLishma. That's the argument of the Keren Oilam. So these two Gedolim say, basically, fundamentally, Stom HaLishma would apply to Mitzvahs as well. You just need the right formula. When would we say Stom HaLishma? So we brought the Shaboy Leleket regarding Tefillah, but according to the Shaboy Leleket, Tefillah is different, because Tefillah connected Kabonas Tiknu. But according to the Keren Oilam, and the Turei Yevin, it would apply to other mitzvahs as well. But only those mitzvahs in which it is essential. You don't have a second chance. It is essential. You must do this lishma. Therefore, we say, stoma lishma. And it was yoytze without a specific kavanah. Source number three is a questionable source. Chayodam klal samaches oistes. And the Chayodam is quoted by the Mishim Brur and Simen Samach. So the Chayodam deals with a question, a scenario which is quite common, quite common. First day of Sukkot, or the second day, or the third day, or the fourth day, no matter. Person comes to Shul, after Shachris, before Halal, stands in line, pushes and shows with all the others to get into the Sukkah, says V'Shem Yichud, says the Broches, comes back into Shul, and suddenly it strikes him, it hits him. Then when I was Neutel the Lulav, I actually planned the tiyul that I'm supposed to take my kids today. And I just forgot, bizman emet, at the crucial moment, I forgot to be mechaven l'kiyum mitzvah, l'shei mitzvah. So the Chayodim says, he's yoytze. And he doesn't need to do it again. Why is he yoytze? So the Chayodim is mitzayin zvochim beizu mitbeiz. Stom HaLishma. But I think his Iker Svora is not Stom HaLishma. He also alludes to Stom HaLishma, but his Iker Svora is a very fundamental one, and I think he's right. How do we define Kavanas HaMitzvah? It is important to stress that Mitzvah Sichas Kavana is not really the real thing. It is the most fundamental kavona. It has nothing to do with avoidus Hashem. Avoidus Hashem is the kavona lasos nachas ruach liyoytzri. Avoidus Hashem is about performing mitzvahs l'shem shumayim with pure intention. Avoidus Hashem, which we define as lishma, not lishma by tzitzis and matzah and get. But lishma ba'asiyas ma'isa mitzvahs lishma is performing a mitzvah to come closer to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, to do an achasriya for a Kodesh Baruch Hu, l'shem shumayim, without any pnias, without any ulterior motives. That is lishma. Mitzvahs sichas kavon is the mere awareness that this is a mitzvah. It is the most fundamental kavon. And the machlokes is, what defines a mitzvah? What is the most basic requirement for a person to be yotzei ydei chavosai? But even the man d'omer that says mitzvah sein sichas kavanah, everybody agrees that lechatchila one should be mekayim every mitzvah l'shem shumayim bilti l'shem levadoi nasas lechas ruach liyotzei. That's beyond machloikis and beyond doubt. So the machloikis is, what is the most raw, basic, fundamental kavanah that is the minimal requirement that a person should be yoytzi yedei chayvo? And that is the machloikis regarding mitzvahs kavona. So my definition in explaining the Chayodam is, the gather of kavona sa mitzvah is sibas asiyas ha-devorim. What is the reason you're doing this? So a tekel shio, if we'll ask him, why are you blowing this shofar? What would he say? I'm practicing. Don't you see? I'm practicing. I'm a trumpeter. Kafir v'ochal matzah. We would ask him, why are you eating matzah? Because the crazy guy is hitting me, you know, he's torturing me, I have no choice. We would ask him, why are you reading? He would say, Shnai Miklavecho Targum, you know, I'm Kriya Satoira. But if you tap the guy on the shoulder that's standing in the sukkah, after he managed to get into the sukkah, and he said, L'shem Yichud, if you tap on the shoulder and he say, why are you doing this? What would he say? It's sukkahs! It's a mitzvah. So even though He really didn't think of it, but that is the reason he's doing it, and that is sufficient. That is the basic requirement of Mitzvah Tzivona. That is the way I understand the Chayodom. But we can't ignore the fact that he does be Mitzayin, Ayin, Zvochon, Bezum, and Bezum. So I think he wants to add on, maybe we would also say, in this scenario, it's still Malishma. Because any reasonable person seeing him in the Sukkah, before Halal, making Nanuim, would assume this is L'shem Mitzvah Lulav. So we do find in different sources some of the great Achronim that apply the Svara of Stom Rishma to Mitzvah as well. In my opinion, no. Doesn't stick. No. Stom Rishma only applies to Rishma, which is a gather of Yichud. Yichud could be achieved by Kavonas Odom, but Yichud could also be achieved by the way it seems, the way it looks. But Kavanah Samitzvah is something personal. So by Kavanah Samitzvah, we do not say Stom Lishma. Kavanah Samitzvah is either he has Kavanah or he doesn't have Kavanah. The fundamental idea of Lishma in the seven sugyas that we find it in Shas is Yehud. It's not about the Gavra. It's about the Maisa, about the Cheftza. Mitzvah Sichas Kavanah is about the Gavra. It is the one performing the Mitzvah that is required to have Kavanah Sa Mitzvah. And therefore, in my opinion, Stom Rishma doesn't apply at all in the entire realm of Mitzvah Sichas Kavanah. And that is why, by Lishma, a dual Kavanah is not valid. In Kachim, there are many sugyas. Lishma, v'lishaloi lishma, korum is posel. If a person has a mind, chatas and oila, korum is posel. But the Mishnah Berurah writes in Siman Samach. The same we find in Chazon Ish, Eben Ezra, Kuf Chof Tes. By Mitzvah Sichas Kavanah, he may have 100 different things in mind, as long as he also had Kavanah Sa Mitzvah, Yotzo Yedei Chai Vosoi. An additional Kavanah doesn't passel the Mitzvah. Additional Kavanah does passel the Korban. Menachas Membeis Amidbeis, we find in Tosis. If a person dies his Tzitzis with Tchelis, and his Kavanah was L'shem Mitzvah Tchelis, L'shem Mitzvah Tzitzis, but he also wanted to test the dye, the Tchelis. How will the color come out? It's possible. It's not considered Lishma. Why? Because he had another Kavona in mind. To me, this makes so much sense. Ein davar kaze liyached davar l'shnei dvarim. Yichud me'etzim tivo tzarich liot miuchad l'davar achad. Te yachol lo yachol liyached davar l'shnei dvarim. Zeh soter et zeh. But Mitzvah Sichas Kavona is not about Yichud. It's about Kavona. And if you had Kavona as a mitzvah, we don't mind if you had different motives, different kavonas. They don't pass the kavonas and mitzvah. And that is based on the basic and fundamental understanding. What is the difference between lishma and kavonas and mitzvah? I mentioned the L'shem Yichud controversy. So the Noida B'Yehuda comes out against Chassidim. And he said, we live in a generation in which kol achad omer Anochi haro'eh veli niftachu shari shemayim. And he's very much against L'shem Yichud. Tshuva Me'ava, Siman Aleph, one of his great Talmidim, Reb Loza Fleckels, who was a member on the Noida Yehuda's Vezin, says he was present. First day Sukkos. That is a minig by many Rebbes. And in my shul, many people woke up and they say, Abroch an Ma'ay Yeslik. So that was a minig in the Beis Medrash of the Noida B'Yehuda. And Reb Loza Fleckels, Shalos HaTshuva Tshuva Me'ava, relates a story. He was present when a person walked up, he took the Noida B'Yehuda Zeslik and he started saying L'shem Yichud. And the Noida B'Yehuda took back his Zeslik and shoved him away. He said, you're not going to say that on my Yeslik. And he didn't let him say Abroch an Zeslik. That's a story that the Tshuva Mi'ahava tells. So the Noi de Behuda writes that there is no need to verbalize and say, Shem Yichud Kiddush Barichi Yishchintai. Stoma Lishma. So the Noi de Behuda writes, Mitzvah Shalanu Kodshim Heim V'Stoma Lishma. So there's no need to say L'Shem Yichud Kiddush Barichi Yishchintai. So the Shari Tefillah that I mentioned before, the Be'im Ha'im Chaim, in his lengthy tshuva against the Noi de says, this is an awful mistake that the Noi de made. How can you say mitzvah stoma l'shma? Halacha mefureshes mitzvah sichas kavana. That's the halacha. So how could you say regarding mitzvah stoma l'shma? When we closely examine the Noi de Behuda's tshuva, his kavana is very clear. It didn't occur to him that we say stoma l'shma, there's no need for kavanas mitzvah. What the Noi de Behuda means to say, when a person performs a mitzvah, we find in Kizvei Ha'ari, Be'ikar B'divrei HaMikubalim, that when a person performs a mitzvah properly, he is metaken olamis. Things happen. Things happen when a person properly performs a mitzvah and he has the right kavanas. What the Mekabonim call and define Yeridas HaShefa. There's an Esarusa de la Eila, and our avoider goes up to the heavens, and it inspires the Itaruta de la Tata, Haitorut Melamata inspires Itarut Melamala, and it causes Yeridas HaShefa, and all the Oilemis, and Atsilas, Briye, Yetzira, Asir. The Noi de Behuda argues, that all happens, Stoma Lishma. There is no need for the person to talk about those things. All he needs to do is to be Makayim HaMitzvah L'Shem Shumayim, to make a Kodesh Baruch Hu happy. L'Asas Nach Ruach L'Yoytzloi. And whatever needs to happen, will happen, whether you have it in mind or you don't. And it is only in that realm that the Noi de Behuda writes, Stoma Lishma. So there's no need to verbalize L'Shem Yichud Kiddush Barichi U'Shchintei L'Yachad Shem Yudkei B'Vavkei B'Dechilu U'Rechimu. No need for all that. Whatever needs to happen, but when you perform your mitzvahs, will happen. And Stoma L'Shma. He does not mean Stoma L'Shma regarding Kavonas HaMitzvah. That goes without saying. When he says Stoma L'Shma, he means to say, all those kavanas that we find by the Mikubalim, Stoma Lishma. All that we need to do is perform the mitzvah L'Shem Shemayim Lazas Nachas Ruach L'Yoytzai. No need for anything else. So even the Noi de Behuda in Madura Tenyon in the second volume writes that those mitzvahs which we perform without a brocha, Ani Noi Egloimo, Hineni Oysa Mitzvah Zu L'Shem Shomayim, but without Vishem Yichud Kudushu Barichu. So even the Noi de Behuda is for. Now, in reality, Vishem Yichud is not something that Chassidim were Mechadish. We find it in Reishis Chochma, 200 years before the Baal Shem Tov. Reishis Chochma, Sharu Ahavo Perik Tes. We find it in Shlo, 200 years, 150 years before the Baal Shem Tov in Shlo. Mesechet Yuma, we find it in Sharuach HaKodesh of the Ari, which goes all the way back to Ari HaKodesh. But it always was for Yechidim. What happened in the days of the Baal Shem Tov and his disciple, his Mamshech, the Magid, that the Minhagim that were Minhagei HaAri, that were always done very quietly, only by Yechidim, Chassidus brought us all out L'Rachoyva Shal'iyah, L'Rishus HaRabim. And thousands upon thousands of people started saying L'Shem Yichud. And that is what infuriated the Noi de Behuda. And the Noi de Behuda saw a grave danger in these minhagim. So let me share with you a fascinating revelation. Not in the aspect of revelation. A discovery. Fascinating discovery. There's a Sefer Droshes from the Noi de Behuda named Ahavas Tzion. Drosh Chof Hei is divided into Oisius. Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hai, Vov, Zayin, Ches, Tes, Yud, Aleph. Yud is missing. Interesting. So, I noticed this many years ago, and I thought it's just a technicality. Maybe the printer, you know, went from Tes to Yud, Aleph. Recently, somebody showed me Ksav Yad. He has the manuscript, and Yud is a very lengthy discussion about Neshem Yichud. And the Noidiv Yud in that Rus uses language far harsher than the one he uses in Shuvis. And this sefer was printed by a great grandson of the Noidiv Yud. Was an einikel of the Yad HaMelech. And on Ois Yud, in the manuscript, there's a big X. And nobody knows who made that X. Was it the Noidiv Yud? Because it says Ksav Yad. But it was first printed 80 years after he passed away. So was it the publisher that made that X or the Noidiv Yud himself? So obviously either the Noidiv Yud or his great-grandson that printed the Sefer decided that this is too sharp, too harsh. And maybe 100 years later, 100 years down the line, everybody already saw that Hasidus is no threat to Yiddishkeit. 100 years after the Baal Shem Tov, it was quite obvious that the only bastion against Haskalah and reform movements was the Hasidic world. And when the reform and Haskalah devastated Lithuania and Germany and Hungary, it was only Russian and Polish Jewry, where the great Hasidic dynasties were, that really stood fast against the various different reform movements. So when this sefer was printed, it was quite obvious that it would be ridiculous to print an essay going so harshly against Hasidim that say L'Shem Yichud. So it was obvious that by saying L'Shem Yichud, you're not going to go to Shabbos Tzvi, and you're not going to come in Apikoyos, and you're not going to go who knows where. And Hasidim were the ones that upheld Yiddishkeit with a vengeance and a zeal, wherever they were. So probably at the time this drush was printed, somebody really sensibly decided that this section of the drush should be omitted, no longer if it's necessary and no longer makes sense. So that is my understanding of why drush kofei sefer avasien goes from tet to yud aleph. It's not coincidence. So today we discuss the concept of Lishma in various different aspects, especially Stoma Lishma. So as I mentioned at the beginning of today's shiur, V'yosu li migdash v'shulchanti v'soichom, and that is part of the Ulas Yisrael. Ad asher el malas avoysom yeshuvon. But where do we find that the Ovis had Ashuras Hashchina? Where do we find that the Ovis had Ashuras Hashchina? Quite obvious, because Kodesh Baruch Hu revealed himself to the Ovis, and the Ovis were closer to a Kodesh Baruch Hu than anyone else was. I once said a Hagadorah. The Nevi'im witnessed a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Ovis conversed with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Only Moshe Rabbeinu argued with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that was the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and the Ovis HaKadoshim and all the other Nevi'im. But we do find V'yevi'yeyo Yitzchok hu oihelo, when Yitzchok brings Rivka into the oil of Soro, Rashi writes, as long as Soro was alive, Baruch HaMetzuyah Bepas, Ner Doilek, V'onan Koshul Al HaOil. They left when Sora passed away. And when Rivka arrived, they were restored. Libi Yoimali, what is the essence of Avodas HaMikdash? Avodas HaMikdash is centered around three basic kelim: Menorah, Mizbeach, and Shulchan. These three that were in Ohel Sora, and they were restored when Yitzchak comes into the house, Baruch HaMetzuyah V'Pas. That is connected to Shulchan, Lechem Achon. Anan, kosher, elu ayol. Kiba Anan, eroa el hakapayris. Nektayris is associated with Anan. Ner doylik is connected hamenayra. And the Rashi writes in Shabbos Daf Nun Hei, Adesh shelo nivna oyal mayed, before the Mishkan was erected, hoiso hashchina shayra ba'ohalei tzadikim. The shchina was shayra ba'ohalei tzadikim. Adesh shelo nivna oyal mayed. And therefore the Ramban rightfully writes, the Geula is only ad asher el malas avoysom yeshuvim. Yes, the Ovesik Doshim Avraham and Yitzhak and Yaakov were Zoichet to Ashoras HaShchina. So were the Imohois, Sora, Rivka, Rochel, and Leah. And when the others passed away, we lost that Ashoras HaShchina. And it was restored only Alidei Moshe Rabbeinu, B'Mishkan, Sheba Midbar. And that is why this entire Sefer Chumash Shemois is defined as Sefer HaGolas V'HaGaula. So Rashi writes, before the Beis HaMikdash, before the Mishkan was erected in the Midbar, so what happened after Churban Beis HaMikdash? And I always say, the Shechina didn't pack up and go back up to the heavens. Still with us. And that's the Gemara at the end of Masechet Megillah. Megillah Daf Chavtas. The Pasuk says, Ve'eyer lahem le'migdash ma'at b'kol ha'mokam asher yavo yusham o'elo. And the Shechina is Shaira in every base Knesset and every base Medrash. So what is the difference between Bota Knesset and Bota Medrashos? Today, every base Medrash is a base Knesset, every base Knesset is a base Medrash. But when you visit the old Yekesh shuls, and there are many of them in Europe, some of them in Israel, not very many, there is the big hall, which is only miyuchad l'tefillah. And then they have the Beis Medrash. And in the shul, they don't learn. They only daven. And the Beis Medrash is designated for Talmud Torah and not for davening. Today, every mokam Torah is a mokam tefillah, and every mokam tefillah is a mokam Torah. But traditionally, both the Knesiyas are designated for tefillah, both the Medrashas for Torah. Both the Knesiyas keneged amizvachos. Tefillah is keneged kabonis tiknum. But the medrash is keneged hamenoira. Ki ner mitzvah v'toira or. And that is why both the Knesset and both the medrashes are Mikdosh ma'at. Keneged hamenoira, keneged hamezbech. So the Kedusha Slavi, the Tzaddik of Baditchev, writes in the Lekutim at the end of his Sefer, every Jewish home that is dedicated to Chesed and Gemilas Chasodim is also a Mikdosh Mat. And he writes at Vorem Kal Vachomer, according to the Ramban Tvinah Derabanan, Kal Vachomer Gemilas Chasodim Dioraisa. One could question the Kal Vachomer. It has nothing to do with Derabanan or Dioraisa. Torah and Tvila doesn't have to do with Shiluach Haken is also Dioraisa. So would one say, wherever there is Shiluach Haken, it's a Mokum Lashoah Sashchina. Shavas Aveda is also Dioraisa. So every machsan in which they have Avedis, you know, Mishteret Yisrael, Eged, Shabbat Aveda, Mezamukam Lashoah Sashchina, what does it have to do whether the mitzvah is Dioraisa or Derabanan? But I think essentially the Kedushas Levi is right. Because Avedis and Migdash centers around three Kelim and not only two. The Menoira is Torah, Bota Midrashos, the Mezbeach is Avoida, Bota Knesis. How about the Shulchan? What's the Shulchan about? Shulchan is an odom achapa kemizbeach. Chagiga daf chav zayin. Rashi and Tosis both write gimelis chosodi. Achnosis orach. So yes, the base of Megdash is based on three pillars: menoira, mizbeach, shulchan. Torah avoid gimelis chosodi. So he's right, the Kedushas Levi. Any Jewish home dedicated to gimelis chosodi, yes, is a mokem lashoras hashchina. So the Shechina was with us before the Mishkan, and the Shechina is still with us. La'acha Churban Habayis. Ve'ehu lehem le'migdash ma'at ela bota knesiyos u'bota medrashos shebabavav. Kal v'chomer bota knesiyos u'bota medrashos shebi'eretz Yisrael. So When we build another Mikdash Ma'at and another Mikdash Ma'at and another one and still another one, that is all we could do to bring forth the Bayis HaGadol, the Geula Shleima. Here also we should be Zerche B'Kura B'Yameinu. We have so many Mikdashei Ma'at. We should be Zerche to one great Beis HaMikdash. Banu ibe mishuklal yered eish men hashamayim bebiyaz goel tzedek bemheru v'yomeinu amen.